The UMBC Thunderbirds rank well down the Canada West men's basketball standings from the lofty position the UBC Thunderbirds currently hold. Ranked second in the Pacific Division, UBC, 8-3, widened the gap between themselves and the visiting UMBC Timberwolves, winning their fourth straight, an 88-59 triumph over the T-Wolves, 1-9, Saturday in Vancouver. But it sure wasn't easy for the UBC, taking on a T-Wolves team that had just 9 available players. Just like they did last season in the opening round of the playoffs, when UMBC eliminated the T-Birds on their way to a Canada West bronze medal, the T-Wolves put up a tremendous fight and trailed by only 3 at the half. But UBC went on a tear in the third quarter, outscoring the T-Wolves 27-4 to take control. Adam Olsen led the UBC attack, scoring 18 points, and he also had 6 rebounds. UBC guard Nikola Gazina also reached double figures with 15 points and rookie Victor Radicage had 14 points. For UMBC, Isaiah Bias collected a career-high 19 points, shooting 7 for 12 from the field, and Chris Ainsley hit for 13 points. A tough first quarter for UMBC saw UBC jump out to a convincing 27-12 lead. 9 of UBC's first 20 points on the night came from Olsen, who hit back-to-back triples. The first quarter offense UMBC was spread out as Ainsley, Wesley Ainuu, Milan Pasquale, Danilo Gonzalez, Ben White and Yevgeny Baukin all found the score sheet. Given UMBC's short bench and travel, they could have easily folded up shop early, but instead they answered with a second quarter effort that saw them outscore the T-Birds 25-13. Bias and Baukin each notched 7 points in the second, but had help from the likes of White and Ainsley. Ainsley and Baukin each finished the first half with 8 points apiece, and Ainsley, who no doubt had friends and family in the stands, was especially efficient shooting 3 of 4 from the field. With time winding down in the quarter, Ainsley hit an especially difficult jumper in close, in traffic to pull UMBC within 5. Baukin and Ainsley each had 8 through 20, and Baukin led all players with 10 first-half rebounds. Olsen tacked on 2 more for UBC in the second and led all scorers at half with 11 points, while Toby Akinkunmi led the way with 5 second-quarter points. Gazina and Olsen came out early in the third and delivered tough makes for UBC, pushing their lead back to 7 early. The T-Birds rode that early momentum to a convincing 27-4 third-quarter performance. All 4 of the points in the third for UMBC came from Ainsley, while UBC's offense was spread around nicely with 7 different players recording field goals. Bias helped stake the T-Wolves out to a 14-6 run to begin the fourth. The first-year guard nailed securing 12 of his 19 points in the fourth quarter, shooting a perfect 4 for 4 from the field in the final 10. Wesley Ainuu chipped in with 4 points in the fourth as UMBC finished with 18 fourth-quarter points. UBC though countered with 21 with 4 apiece coming from Radicage, Tony Maric and Gazina. 5 different Thunderbirds finished with 6 or more rebounds. For UMBC, it was Bias who could lay claim to a game-high 19 points. Ainsley was next with 13 while Baukin grabbed a game-high 12 rebounds. UMBC held former T-Wolves Micah Jesse and Fareed Sheeta to 7 and 2 points respectively. Tay T-Wolves meet the defending champion Victoria Vikes in their next game this Thursday, 8 p.m., at the Northern Sports Centre.